You're listening to Scariff Bay Community Radio, and this is Around the Parishes, the programme where we go all over East Clare every week to find out what's happening in all the different areas. This week our focus is on Killaloe, and I'm joined in the line by Arlene White, our correspondent there. Arlene, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jim.
I suppose it's that time of year again, you know, early April, and while summer really hasn't kicked off, but things are beginning to move a little bit.
Yes, people are starting to kind of think of the tourist season coming in, I suppose.
Yes.
And we have, I suppose, that one of the first things to reopen for the summer season is Killaloe River Cruises are back.
Yes.
It's back doing there. So they do 1 hour, for anyone that doesn't know, they do a one hour pleasure cruise, if you like, on the lake, half an hour up and half an hour down. And yes, they start from Ballinakee.
Yes. Near Flanagan's.
Near Flanagan's, yeah, exactly. Yes. So you just board there and, as I say, it goes up kind of as turns just around to my gate and back down again. So it's fantastic. If you have never done it, it's fantastic. And there's live commentary on board, which tells you about the history of the area and all about the lake and everything. So it's fantastic, and it's great to see it back again for the summer season.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been on one or two of them with James Whelan, and it is it's an absolutely beautiful trip. You know, you're going up between the mountains on both sides of you, and it's absolutely fabulous. Is there a longer one as well, I wonder, Arlene, that goes right up through Loch Derg, or perhaps not yet?
I think possibly by special request. He has another boat. The Spirit of Loch Derg, which it's a slightly smaller boat, but I think he does longer cruises with that by request.
Yes.
But this one would be just his regular one, that he would do every day.
Yeah, but I'd certainly recommend it.
Yes, it's definitely, it's even like the scenery and everything is beautiful, and you learn about the history, but you also just get to see the towns from a totally different perspective.
Yes.
Even looking at some of the houses along the lake and everything can be quite interesting.
Yes, yeah. No, that's lovely. As I said, I've done it a few. I've done the long one where he went up nearly to near Holy Island and that there a few years ago.
Okay.
And it's just fantastic. And it's as you say, it's looking at Killaloe and Ballina from a different perspective altogether. And
yes,
it's most enjoyable. Okay,
I believe
you have a big country star coming to Killaloe shortly. This weekend, maybe?
We have this weekend, yeah. So Sunday the 7th of April at 8 p.m. in the Killaloe Hotel, we have Declan Nerney.
Yes.
And he's in concert with special guest John Hogan. So it's guaranteed to be a lively and enjoyable night, I would say.
Yes.
For anyone that's interested in or enjoys the music of either of those stars.
Yes.
So, as I said, it's on in the Killaloe Hotel. Doors open from 7. Concert starts at 8. And it's €25 per ticket. And the last time I checked, there was tickets still available. So you can contact the hotel themselves. Either email info@killaloehotel.ie or you can phone them on 061-622-123. If you want to just inquire about tickets for that night. And again, another beautiful venue, as well as guaranteeing a good night of entertainment for everyone.
Yes, yeah. And that's the Killaloe Hotel. That's the one on the Clare side.
Yes, so it's just 2 miles outside, well, not even a mile outside Killaloe on the O'Gonnellow Road. So it's Scariff Road.
Yeah, very
that
good.
One there, so.
That's lovely, and very well-known country
should
star,
be a good night.
It should be a great night.
I know a couple of people that have the tickets booked already.
Good. And of course, you know, there are a lot of people who are big into country music, and having someone like him, you know, performing locally would be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. He's a popular act, I believe. So it's hopefully people will get there and have a great night.
Okay. And this month, I know you're very involved with the History Society, Arlene, and you're coming back this month with another talk.
Yeah, so it's our first one of 2024. What we do, we've changed things up a little bit. So a lot of historical societies do kind of a winter season and a spring season. So they would run from maybe October to March. So we do the opposite. Plan is we run from April to September this year with a public talk every month.
Yes.
So we're starting off on Wednesday, the 24th of April. That will be our first one. And the newsletter and information will be going out soon. And we have John Fair, who is linked to the Castleconnell Local History Society, but he is doing an exploration of domestic and industrial turf cutting. Oh. And he'll focus particularly on Castleconnell and Newport, which would be, you know, both of which are quite close to us here in Killaloe and Ballina.
Yes.
And I think a very, it'll be an interesting one in light of all the publicity about turf cutting and, you know, that kind of thing that's going on at the moment. So this is looking at the history of it, I suppose, and I'm going back through the ages, which it will be an interesting talk now, I think, for people. Yeah. And anyone that has been to the bog over the years as well. And
that includes most of us, either by choice or by being dragged there.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's 50-50 from anyone I've spoken to about whether they enjoyed the day or whether they were dragged.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's great. But, now, and that's a very interesting topic because, and I suppose the whole thing like is the turf cutting is slowing down a good bit, and with the global warming and everything, we're not encouraged to burn fossil fuels in our fires. So it's not certainly as popular as was, and it probably will be in decline further.
I would imagine so over the next, in the next couple of decades, it would probably be, further in decline, as you say. But it's something that was really a part of every Irish person's life, I think.
That's right.
Going to the bog and turf cutting and, all that kind of thing, especially around, an area like this that was fairly surrounded by bogs. Yes. You have the one out there in Anaholte, just out the Burt Hill.
Yes.
Just after Burt Hill, I know a lot of people from some people from the Killaloe area would have gone out there cutting turf.
Yes.
Many, many years ago. So, yeah, it's something that's ingrained in our heritage, I suppose. So, yeah.
I remember going down with my late father down there to between Ballina Limerick, I suppose, where the motorway is now. And looking at
it's Anaholte or Anaholte, depending on where you're from, I think.
seeing a demonstration of how it, this thing that you draw after the tractor and it comes out like sausage turf. That's about that's a good 40 years ago, I'm afraid. But anyway, time moves on.
Yes, it does. Very quickly.
Listen, the Killaloe Farmers Market is still flying it on a Sunday.
Still going strong every Sunday down between the waters there across from the library. And it's every Sunday from 11 to 3. And it just appears to be getting bigger and stronger as time goes on, which is great. And of course, the weather hasn't been doing it any favors in recent times, but definitely there's always a huge crowd there on a Sunday, and the beautiful aromas that come out of it between the cooking and the coffee and cheeses and chocolates and everything. So yeah, it's something that's well worth a visit if you haven't been, or if you haven't been for a while, even consider popping back down there and picking up a few bits. It's a lovely, and it's nearly an experience to go down there and just have a look around even.
Yeah, and it's a great draw for people as well on the Sunday, and for tourists. I mean, tourists must, when they come to stay around, they must find something like this on a Sunday morning absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, well, that's it. And you can't miss it. If you're walking around either Ballina or Killaloe or driving through even, you can't miss it because of its location. You see the hive of activity that's going on and all the different coloured tents and everything. So it's fantastic, I'd say, for tourists. And to be able to go down and just buy fresh produce and, just watch people cooking it while you're there and that kind of thing, and giving advice. And, there's just an array of stalls down there, which is fantastic. So kind of something for everyone, really.
I know. Okay, Arlene, listen, that's brilliant. The river cruises are back. Declan Nerney is there tonight, which is fabulous. Get your tickets before they're gone. And the history talk will be back on the 24th of April. And the farmer's market is there every Sunday. So lots to do in Killaloe, as always, Arlene.
busy couple of weeks to take us through the end of the month anyway.
Yes. Okay, listen, great to talk to you. Many thanks for bringing us through what's going on in Killaloe at the moment. And we look forward to talking to you again, Arlene, later in the summer.
Thanks, Jim.